Just hours after the U.S. announced that Israel had agreed to a 48-hour suspension of its air attacks, the Israeli Air Force struck targets in southern Lebanon. We spoke earlier with one of Israel's top generals about what the suspension meant. Brigadier General Ido Nehushtan is a member of the Israeli Defense Forces General Staff.
There's no full suspension, but we target only those immediate threats upon us, meaning Katyusha missile launchers, storage facilities, headquarters, supply, and so on and so forth.
But this
until the completion of the investigation of the unfortunate event yesterday in Kfar Kana.
Although then that sounds like no suspension at all, because has the air campaign so far not been about getting to Hezbollah? Surely you're not intentionally targeting civilians, so what's the difference?
Well, absolutely, we are not intentionally targeting civilians. This is not our way. Unlike, by the way, the Hezbollah that target only civilians. You see, we're fighting a war, a horrible war, against an enemy that has no divisions, has no tanks, has no war plans. It's only terrorists that launch missiles against our civilians from within their own civilians.
But let us to the issue at hand. Is there a 48-hour suspension of the air campaign, or is there not?
No, we are more focused and limited to targets that pose immediate threat to our forces or our civilians. Again, since we have a launcher that is about to launch missiles, or if we can see some headquarters that operate in command or supply chain that is coming to the front, from this morning we have counted a few missiles that have been launched to Israeli settlements, communities in the north of Pan. So it's still going on. And for that, to fight that, we need to operate also from the air.
But given that Hezbollah hides, if you would like to put it that way, behind civilians, and given that the vast majority of those killed in the conflict have been Lebanese civilians, how can Israel and how can the Israel military and those you command continue to pursue a military strategy where so many civilian deaths are inevitably part of it?
We have to provide security for close to 15% of the Israeli population that is now paralyzed. They live in shelters for 20 days. This is unprecedented attack in the modern history of the world. I'm telling you, it's imagine missiles falling indiscriminately over American cities coming from somewhere. What do you do? And if the launchers are staying in other people's cities, not in military facilities, not in bases, not coming from any normal democratic army, but from terrorists that operate from within civilians. Yet you need to take action, and we take the utmost effort, really, to avoid any civilian casualties on their side.
General Nehushtan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Brigadier General Ido Nehushtan is a member of the Israeli Defense Force General Staff.